Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate and responsible for the chaos around here. John Dietrich is our guest, our new friend, but not for long. We're going to get him back. He's got a lot more to teach us. He's a lecturer of marketing and sales studies, Arizona State University, co-author of Professional Selling in the 21st Century, 7 Ways, 7 Times. John, thanks again for being here. The book is available where?
You know, it's all over. You can get it on the internet, Amazon. You pick the website. You can get the e-version, electronic version, for, I think, $45. But it's a very practical book. It doesn't just talk about sales concepts. It shows you how to do it, how to write a cover letter, how to close.
If you've got a small business with salespeople, I encourage you to, especially if you're bringing on younger folks who need some help with the getting started, I encourage you to find the book. By John Dietrich and Kerry Nichols, Professional Selling in the 21st Century. Okay, John, talk to us about 7 and 7. What does that mean?
Well, professional sales is not one thing you do right. It's a whole host of things done right, little things that are done right over time. Hence, how do you keep a client that takes 1 to 2 years? If you sell a medical equipment to a hospital, that could take a couple years to get them to move from Siemens to GE or GE to Siemens. So you've got to go over the course of a year 7 different ways to stay relevant besides just the email saying, hi, it's me again. Do you want to buy? You know, and that's what the book talks about. There's many different ways to get in front of a client and stay there.
Well, I like the way you remind us of something we've known for a long time. You know, the average connection that you have to make, the average touches you have to make to a customer, to a prospect, before you sell is 7. Of course, we're talking about the B2B side. 7. You got to make 7 of those. And you were saying that most people, by the time you get to 4 or 5, 98% have fallen out. And one of the things, you know, they've given up. One of the things that I like to remind people about is, you know, in my day, decades ago, if 10 people tried to get through to the decision maker, 7 of us got through. I was always one of the 7. I always got through. Only 3 people were too dumb to not make it. But the decision maker had to decide between those seven options. Today, 10 people try to get to the decision maker. Only 3 get through because of the controls customers have today. Only 3 get through. And guess what, Tom? I tell them also that maybe only 2 get through. Maybe only 1. This is why they shouldn't give up, isn't it, John? Because today, with the pre-qualifying that customers are doing for themselves, the self-qualifying they're doing, they may wind up knowing enough that only the one who perseveres the most is the last one in there who gets the business. And they only have to compete once they get to that point. What do you think?
Jim, this is the most important thing we'll cover on this call, is 44% of salespeople give up after 1 no or 1 phone call that didn't get returned. 66% give up after 2, 80% after 3. That's a good thing because now that the young salespeople know the landscape, accept it, embrace it, and just know that, hey, I'm going to make 3 or 4 calls because I know that if I do, 80% of the field is going to be wiped out.
That's right.
So just know going in that that's the landscape. Be okay with it, and then outwork the normal market. It's a beautiful thing. I love it.
Yeah, and there's no question about it. And unlike years ago, You know, I remind people that you could show up knowing that you're making the last pitch. The customer's going to make a final decision today. You've been invited to be there, and you show up looking around at who else is going to be there, and you find out you're the only one who's there. It could happen because of the way things are going these days. John, I got 20 seconds. Last thoughts.
You know, sales is a great field. The young people coming out of colleges today they're learning good raw skills. There's great programs, this and that. But, you know, I think it all comes down to, like you said, you've got to get in front of people. The days of the phone ringing are over.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I like to say cold calling is a fool's errand today. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. And think of closing like this. You're either going to get the deal or keep the conversation.
That's exactly
That's
right.
Your goal.
John Dietrich, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.